everybody. This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. And you know what I want to talk to you about this time? I want to talk about how sometimes our perception of things is inaccurate. And sometimes we have to take a second look, because if we don't take that second look, we'll make a really boneheaded mistake. You know what I'm talking about. And that's what we're going to talk about this time. My question to you, my friends, is, are you ready? Of course you are. Let's do it. Hey, everybody. You know what I want to talk to you about this time? And I was going to actually talk about something else on the podcast this particular time. But something happened to me yesterday that made me think about what I wanted to talk about. And I changed to this. I had a couple of things that were ordered from Target come to the house. I didn't realize they were going to come as fast as they did. I hear a banging on the door, and I think it's going to be somebody, you know, somebody soliciting something, because there was a lot of solicitors coming on the block and wasting your time with these long spiels. And you're standing there with the phone in your hand, and a normal person who gave a crap about what other people were doing would see the phone and go, "Oh, I'm sorry to bother you," and would move on. But a lot of times they just keep talking and talking and talking and do the verbal equivalent of sticking their foot in the door. "But I got to go now. But another thing before you go," and I'm sitting and you're literally thinking, "I just said I have to go," but they ignore that. So I'm thinking it's one of those people, right? So I'm already annoyed, and I'm going to the door, and I'm going, "I'm not going to be rude to this person, but I'm going to make it very clear to leave me alone. I'm in the middle of something. I'm busy," because I was working on a project with someone over the phone, and it was long distance. And I, you know, this person's time was short, and I needed to speak with them. So I was a little upset. As I'm going to the door, I tripped and hit my foot on the step and stubbed my toe hard. And so I have anguish and anger on my face as I open the door. And I swing the door open, and there's this UPS guy. And the first thing he sees is some angry guy who swing the door open. And he had this look on his face as if Jason Voorhees was behind me and I was pointing out to Jason Voorhees, you know, the killer from the movies with the big sword or the, you know, machete. "That's the guy, Jason. Chop that guy up. That's why we're here, to chop up delivery dudes." That's how scared he looked. And he goes, "Oh, sorry, sir. Oh, sorry, sir." And I went, no, you're okay. You're okay. You're okay. I said, "Look, don't worry. I apologize for coming to the door in the way that I did. I'm not angry at you. I hit my foot. My foot's killing me right now. And I was angry." And I told him a short version of the story of the solicitors that were banging on the door as if it was an emergency, when essentially they were just trying to get the attention of potential customers, which is rude. And we started laughing about that, and we made some jokes back and forth. I signed for the packages, and he walked away, you know, as if he was just had a friendly conversation, which he in fact just did. But I realized that perception had changed at the beginning of our interaction. Under normal circumstances, his knocking on the door wouldn't have bothered me. I would have just assumed that it was the mail carrier leaving a package. So I would open the door, "Hey, what's going on?" And then we would have had the friendly version of our conversation without the scary beginning. So his first picture of me was a guy coming to the door with that look on my face, like, "Oh, God." And my first impression of him was this guy standing there scared, and I felt I needed to comfort this cat. And it's amazing how the perception changes things. And it always works that way. And it's not even just adults. It's not adults only. Remember when you were a little kid, and I don't know how, I mean, I know I have some young people in the audience, but you'll relate to this anyway. When I was a little kid, and I know people that are in my age range, or maybe 10 years younger, a couple of years older, would understand this. You'd go to McDonald's, or you'd see a McDonald's, and they bombard kids with these McDonald's commercials, right? And you're driving down the street, and your mother's or your father or your parents are taking you home, right? And you see McDonald's, and you start, "I want McDonald's, I want McDonald's." And all the kids are in the back, "We want McDonald's, we want McDonald's." And the parents are in the front seat looking at each other, and they go, "Well, we have stuff like McDonald's, and we can make a McDonald's at home." "It's not McDonald's, I want McDonald's, it's right here, McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's." And the parents are looking at each other going, "Hey, how about we just drop them off at the McDonald's and peel off, and they can have as much McDonald's as they want?" But they wouldn't do that. So the parents take you home, right? And if you're parents, you know what I'm talking about. You don't want to spend all that money on fast food when you got food in the house, right? And the kids are sitting at the tables, "We want McDonald's, we want McDonald's." And then your parents look out at you, and they give you the look as if to say, "Yeah, we don't hit children. but be daggone sure we'll go up into all your rooms and take everything that looks like it's fun else, and you won't get it again until you can buy it as an adult, right? Or if you're the kind of people that spank kids, you walk out there, you swing your hand, you grab your belt real quick, and they're like, oh, we'll be quiet now. And they're sitting there, right? Then the parents come out and they put the plate down on the table. And what do the kids get? They get a hamburger. Now it's on regular bread. It's not on a roll. It's a hamburger. They got fried onions on it. They got mustard, the ketchup on there. They got a slice of cheese on it. Maybe they got some potato chips shook on the plate next to the hamburger. Maybe they got some French fries. And you get a drink or a soda or a juice, right? And the kids were so busy fixated on that McDonald's that they're sitting there looking all ungrateful. This ain't McDonald's, I don't know, man. Under their breath, because they don't want to get in trouble, because if they mouth off too much, they're going to wind up not getting to see the cartoons that their parents are going to let them watch so they don't have to deal with their little punk behinds, right? And the parents, you see, we just like McDonald's. And the kids are like, this ain't no McDonald's, right? And they eat the food with a little ungrateful butts, and then they go watch the cartoons, and now the parents are mad because they're little ungrateful behinds. There's kids that don't have food, right? We've all had that scenario or something similar to that, right? Maybe you wanted the fruity cereal with the multiple fruit cereal with the character on the box, and he sings and dances. There's a toy in the box, and you're already preparing to how to trip your sister. So if she gets to the box first, she'll get the toy. But you stick your foot out and trip your brother and your sister, then you get the box, and all of a sudden you're arguing, and neither one of you gets the toy. And as it turns out, it's not the real cereal; it's a fake cereal, because now this cereal doesn't even have a toy in the box. And your dad says, "I can make you something better than that toy in the box," and he makes you some lame paper airplane, and you're like, "That is not the same thing. That's not Superman. That's an airplane." And he goes, "Yeah, well, you better write Superman on it and shut up." Right? But why are you ungrateful about the hamburger? Because your perception as a kid is that the McDonald's hamburger or the Burger King hamburger or the fast food place hamburger is better than the hamburger you got at home. Now, if traffic hadn't actually taken you on the route past that McDonald's and you just went down the other route, you wouldn't have even seen a McDonald's. And you would have just said, "Hey, we're hungry." And you would have gone home, and your parents would have put that same food on the plate. They would have put that burger on the plate and the bread. They would have thrown the relish and the fried onions and whatever on, and the slice of cheese on, and then made the sandwich and put the potato chips next to the sandwich and given you the juice. And you would have been like, "Yay!" Because you know how kids are. You give kids some chicken nuggets and they react the same way a lady will react if a husband, a few potential husband, puts a diamond ring on her hand and he's on his knees, right? You know what I'm saying. You've been there before when you've had young kids in the house and they're hungry, and you just go in the back and you grab that bag of discount fish sticks and you give them that crap. "We got fish sticks. We got, yay. I got fish sticks. You got fish sticks. We got fish sticks. Yay." And they start pretending like the fish stick is an actual fish, right? Now, what about there was a place called the Fish Stick Emporium or Kitty Sticks, fish sticks for kids? And they saw that crap. And it's the same lame fish sticks they have at the house, but it just costs 12 times more. And there's a dude in a fish stick outfit. And because the dude's wearing the fish stick outfit, the kids want those fish sticks and not the fish sticks at home. Because to them, because you're not wearing a costume, the fish sticks at the house stink. It's their perception of things.
We'll be back right after this short break. And now, back to the show.
And it's amazing how when you perceive things a certain way, even though there's no real big difference, or in fact, sometimes the thing that you think is higher and better actually isn't. It's just marketed better. I've been there before. As a young man, I was in a relationship and everything was going well. Everything was going great. I was building my career. I was just starting out. I was just learning how to be funny on stage. Everything was going great. And I had an older girlfriend, a little older, but when you're in your late teens, early 20s, and someone's a little bit older than you, that's the same as being 80 years older. More mature. Yeah. And it was an older guy, which would be a younger guy to me now, but to me, then an older guy, right? I was riding the bus. This guy had a car. Whoa. I was just starting my career. This guy was already into his career. You know, in regular people jobs. Oh, I was just starting to make a little money. He was making quite a bit of money. Oh, I wore nice clothes. His clothes were better. Why? Because he was older and was making more money. And all of a sudden, the girl that I thought I was awesome started thinking this other guy was awesome. Right? And in the beginning, she tried to act like she didn't think that guy was awesome. Oh, he's so flashy with his car and his clothes that are better than yours. Huh? I mean, not that his clothes are better than yours, that he has more money in a car, actual car, and I don't have to wait at the bus stop with your loser butt. Huh? What? Right? And then all of a sudden, I started noticing this guy was around a little more. There was no reason for this guy to be around a little more. No reason. No reason. But he was around a little more. Oh, no. And I was being reassured. Young me was being reassured that slightly older her was not interested in this guy who had better clothes and a better and an actual car and more money than me. Oh, everything's fine. You're being crazy. There's nothing wrong. There's no particular reason why you're over the house visiting me and we're having a nice dinner and all of a sudden I get a phone call and under normal circumstances I have my phone call right in front of you, but now all of a sudden I have to go into the bedroom and answer this phone call with the door locked and to turn the music up. There's nothing to hide. And all of a sudden, sometimes when you want to get together, I'm a little too busy, even though you know damn well my schedule does not make me busy, but somehow I'm busy all of a sudden. And all of a sudden, the amount of times we get it on is drastically gone down. Sometimes we go long stretches without getting it on. Now, my perception was this was the kind of person that would never do anything wrong to me. She wouldn't be unfaithful to me. She's not that type of person. I'm not even going to allow that thought into my mind because I will be insulting her by even allowing myself to think that. And because I wouldn't allow myself to think that, my perception of who she was clouded everything. I let her get away with things that under normal circumstances would make me go, "Are you out of your mind? We're done." But not then. My perception of her was she was above all that. But my perception wasn't the only perception of things that mattered. Her perception of that guy was that he was a better human being because he had a nice car. He had better clothes. He was more mature than I was. Yeah, thus a better person, a better choice of significant other. Her perception of this guy was also that he was going to leave his wife. So my perception of her was wrong, and her perception of him as the kind of guy that was leaving his marriage was also wrong. It's amazing how our perception of things makes us make really dumb decisions. Eventually, it just became too blatant. Right? And eventually, she wasn't just investigating him as far as hanging out with him and spending time with him. All of a sudden, she started investigating him with his clothes off and her clothes off, and she and him did some things. But as it turns out, she found out that he wasn't me. Ha ha ha. Yes, he has a better car. Yes, he drives better has better clothes. Yes, he has more money than I did. Yes, he did. But let's just put it to you this way. Sometimes there are people that are just much, much better at things than other people. And in this particular case, she found out that the person she walked away from was way better at certain things than the person she walked away for. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oops. You figured it's because he was older and more mature and had more money and had better clothes that he was going to be something he wasn't. And he wasn't something. He wasn't me. Oh, no. She also found out not only wasn't he me, he also had no interest or any indication. And there was no indication that he was going to actually leave his wife. Oh, no. She was wrong. I actually saw his wife And I could see why there was no way in the hell he was going to leave her. Oh, no. And in fact, she kind of knew he was doing his own thing. But as long as she came home to him, he came home to her and didn't spend too much money and didn't get anyone pregnant, she'd put up with it. Because like I said, he did make a good living. She didn't mind if his genitals took a little vacation as long as it wasn't put into her face. Bad choice of words, if you understand what I'm saying. But as soon as my ex, because she became my ex, as soon as my ex started to get serious and all of a sudden I was out of the equation because she tried to call me and get back to me and I said, ha ha, you found out he wasn't me, didn't you? Well, I don't know about all that. I know about all that because all of a sudden you're back in my face. Nothing else changed. But you just started to get it on with him and you realize, you know what you realize. Sorry. So now I'm gone, right? This guy's gone. And what are you left with? Nothing. Sometimes the perception of situations isn't as accurate as you think. Sometimes you gotta step back and look at the situation and realize making a move is stupid. She was happy with me. Right? And then she went with that guy and wasn't happy anymore. But she wasn't coming back to me. Oh, no. Like I said. So think about it, right? If you're the little kid and you're getting a cheeseburger made with love at home, right? Actual meat in it, actual cheese, and is cooked with love, and you could actually get some more if you want. There's more burgers back there. There's more french fries back there. There's more bag chips in the bag of chips. There's more juice in the refrigerator. You could have more and more of something. You can't just finish your burger at McDonald's and go, give me another one of those Big Macs at no charge. Give me some more of those fries at no charge. Let me fill that drink. Okay, well, you can fill the drink, but you get the point. And sometimes what you think is better on the other side actually isn't. And as you get older as a little kid, you realize you love the fast food stuff. But when you make the burger yourself, or if the burger's made at your house, all the stuff you want to put on that burger, all the stuff you like the best, is in the refrigerator right there. Maybe you like barbecue sauce on your hamburger. Maybe you like it cooked a little bit differently. Maybe you like to cook it for a shorter period of time. Maybe you want to cook for a long period of time. Maybe you want to put two burgers on that burger. Maybe, maybe, maybe. And you realize sometimes, in many cases, I should say, the home cooking is better than that stuff that you can get outside the house. But you should be smart enough to realize that before you make a dumb mistake. Perception, my friends. Sometimes when the way you perceive a thing is not exactly what the heck it is. And you, my friends, have got to be smart enough to realize that everything isn't as it seems. You dig? Cool. All right, folks, that has been this episode of the S. Anthony Thomas Show. I will see you again next time. Much love to every last one of you, and take care of yourselves. All right, folks, thank you once again for stopping by and checking out the show. Much love to everybody. Remember, if you love this show, subscribe to the show, rate this show, review this show, and if you love this show, remember to check out my other podcast called the S. Anthony Says Podcast. All you have to do is Google S. Anthony Thomas, and all my stuff is there. That's all you have to do. Much love to you all. Take care.